Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruscup, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, what to do when work is getting in the way of your relationship. Dear Viv, my husband and I have both set up our own businesses. His was set up before we got married, and I launched mine just over a year ago. When he first set up his business, I was working full-time elsewhere. But as we work in the same industry, it seemed to make business and financial sense for me to go and work in-house at his company. At the start, I was there full-time, but now I do 4 days a week, and I have 1 day a week to dedicate to my own business. To begin with, things were going fine. We're quite different in our working styles, but that felt like a strength in that we complemented one another. However, his company has been through a lot of changes lately, and it's really starting to take its toll. It feels like all our time together is spent arguing about elements of his business, worrying about his business, thinking about his business. I also think he resents the amount of time I'm spending on my own business, which doesn't allow respite as we're still based in the same office. And unsurprisingly, life at home is not a respite from work. I want to step away from the joint business to focus on my new business and potentially save our marriage. But how do I express this to my husband, who is under a lot of pressure at the moment, without him feeling like I'm abandoning him and/or being selfish? Thanks. Dear wife and worker in multiple businesses, wow, this is a complicated one. Thanks so much for writing in. I don't think anyone listening to this will envy your position. This is the sort of situation where it's really difficult for me to express an opinion of any kind. Indeed, it would be wrong of me to express an opinion. So I have to think about the advice that I can offer that will help you. I guess the first question I have is this. Why are you talking to me about this instead of talking to your husband? You present with one problem. How can I get him to accept me spending more time on my own business and less on his? And yet I think at the heart of this letter, there's another far more complicated question that you allude to yourself about potentially saving our marriage. So let's assume that your marriage is under threat as a result of this situation. Forgive me if I've misunderstood that, but it is there in your words. Perhaps unsurprisingly, because it mirrors the situation in your life, you've written to me about the businesses when I think really you wanted to write in about the marriage. The two things, or really three things, as there are two businesses and one marriage, have all become hopelessly entangled. You need to separate them all out in your own mind as well as in your husband's mind. So maybe start thinking about the fact that we're talking about three entities here: your business, his business, and the marriage. Those things must all be evaluated separately. Let's look at the marriage first. What is going on in the marriage outside of the businesses? What is keeping the marriage going? What do you still love about each other? What time do you spend with each other where you don't discuss the businesses? The answers to these questions are really key. I would suggest that this is the first place you need to concentrate on, the parts of the marriage that have absolutely nothing to do with the business. If those parts are strong, then you can survive anything. But if those parts are neglected, well, that makes life very difficult indeed. So once you've thought about that, think about the two businesses and think about them separately. Can the two businesses really be run side by side? Is your joint involvement really benefiting both businesses? Is one suffering as a result of your involvement in the other? And how are you going to measure that? Is it going to be money, time, energy? Do you and your husband even have the same view on these questions? You can see how complicated all this is once you start thinking about it all. I think you need to start writing it all down to get it clear in your mind. What does he get out of you working so much on his business? What do you lose? What do you gain as a couple? These are the sorts of questions to ask. And this is where these three strands start to come together. I wonder if it's possible that you're avoiding sorting this out properly and having an honest conversation about where you want to put your energies because you're afraid that it will reveal cracks in the relationship. If that's the case, then you need to be brave and face these things. You asked how you can get what you want without your husband feeling that you're being selfish or that you've abandoned him. But none of us can ever do what we want without there being consequences for other people. We can't make other people feel differently to how they feel. I think the solution is to talk things over, figure out what you both want and whether those things are compatible both in the marriage and in the businesses. I really think you would benefit from marriage guidance counselling here, not even necessarily because there is some big problem, but because it would be great to have an independent, discreet person who can help you untangle all the different strands here. Marriage guidance isn't necessarily to fix things or help people to decide whether to split up. It can just be to give you a helping hand through a tricky patch. And this is definitely a tricky patch. First things first, though, isolate the marriage. Spend time together where you're not allowed to discuss the businesses, either of them, even if it's only for an hour or two. Hopefully, this will give you the strength to realise that your marriage is still intact, no matter what happens with the businesses. And then you'll both be able to make those professional decisions with a clearer head. This is not going to be easy, so get all the support you can and keep reminding yourselves why you're together. I'm wishing you all the best for both businesses, but more importantly, for the thing that is the trickiest business of them all, your marriage. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com. or tweet us at The Pool UK.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon. And sign in to thepool.com, where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope to see you there.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.